questions on this item? Okay, seeing none, we'll move on to agenda item number 11. And I will be stepping down from this item, given my involvement with it prior to my tenure on the board. And our vice chair, Mr. Jeffries, will conduct the meeting.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Item number 11 is a resolution in support of the South Coast Beach Communities Septic Tank to Sewer Project, Santa Barbara County. And the resolution is number is R3-2005-116. Mr. Briggs.
Thank you. I failed to make a note here. I think this is my item. Isn't that correct, Michael? And I saw Michael Higgins here. There's Michael. Michael, were you planning on introducing this item, or?
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry, I was outside. I got to it.
Michael Higgins, of our staff.
More quickly than I had anticipated, but all I want to do is call the board's attention to the staff report that is in your agenda package, and which lays out comprehensively but succinctly as well the information that led to our support of the resolution. First of all, there are data from water samples obtained from the creek adjacent to the Rincon Point housing development and from the ocean that demonstrate the presence of human waste in those waters by both DNA testing and by methylene blue active substances, which are present only in domestic sewage, or usually in domestic sewage. We believe that the source of the human waste in the water is the housing development on the Rincon Point alluvium, because the homes are crowded close together, which doesn't allow the waste to distribute itself into the underlying groundwater. The groundwater is shallow, and it often is at a higher elevation than the water in the creek, which provides for a flow from the groundwater underlying the homes to the creek. The alluvium is much more permeable than our basin plan would allow for a site currently, and we believe these factors are the cause for allowing the human waste to enter the creek. Yes, sir.
I'm sorry, the alluvium is much more permeable than you would allow for septic to be permitted now. Is that what you're
saying?
Yes,
that's correct. Okay. That's correct. The homeowners at this community and the other communities have, by a large majority, asked the Carpinteria Sanitary District to hook them up to the Carpinteria Sanitary District sewer, which then would allow this domestic wastewater to be treated at the Carpinteria plant, which does have the capacity and the capability of doing so. Accordingly, the Sanitary District has proceeded with preliminary engineering studies and alignment studies. They've completed a final environmental impact report and have certified the impact, the EIR. The project right now is undergoing legal challenges by a minority of residents. Actually, only three residents, to my knowledge, are challenging the progress of this project to provide sewerage to this neighborhood. A number of other agencies also support providing sewerage to these neighborhoods, including the sanitary district, as I said, CSD, as well as the county health department, who have, at the staff level, have expressed strong recommendation. However, the level of threat has not risen to the level that the health department can actually declare it an emergency, and therefore, on their own initiative, require that they hook up to the sewer. At the last, at a prior board meeting, the board asked us to consider options as to how you might address this issue, and we, as described in the staff report, considered all of our tools that were available, and in consultation with our legal counsel, we resolved that a resolution would be the best first step anyway to try to allow this project to go forward. It's the simplest thing to do, and input from the citizens group Heal the Ocean, who have participated in this project for some time, has indicated that their attorney has said that this resolution may very well provide the leverage to allow the courts to remove any obstacles that may be in the way at this time. We therefore support you're adopting the resolution, and if there are any questions, I'd be happy to address them now.
Any questions from the board members? Mr. Higgins? Stand by.
Mr. Chairman,
yes.
Can I add a couple
Mr.
things?
Mr. Briggs?
As I pointed out at the start of the meeting, we do have a supplemental sheet which consists of a letter from Douglas White, Chalet White, and Gidi, I believe it is, White, which includes a graph of bacterial samples over a number of years and a chart. So I wanted to call your attention to that. They are, they urge the board to reject the resolution. Also, just this morning, I was handed a letter from the County of Santa Barbara. And this is from Salud Carbajal, the first district supervisor of the County of Santa Barbara, addressed to the chair regarding this item. And the letter says, I am writing to support the South Coast Beach Community Septic to Sewer Project in Santa Barbara County. The County of Santa Barbara has been collaborating for the past few years with state and local agencies and members of the public to identify and support priority areas for septic to sewer conversion along the South Coast. On January 25, 2000, the Board of Supervisors directed the County Public Health Department to work with local sanitary districts, the California Coastal Commission, the Regional Water Quality Control Board, and the Local Agency Formation Commission to identify such areas. A subsequent county septic system sanitary survey was performed by Cuesta Engineering that included Rincon Point, Padero Lane, and Sandpoint Road as areas with significant problems or threats to public health. The sanitary survey also found the public sewers in these locations represent the best long-term wastewater management approach. This project will enhance and protect our coastal environment through the replacement of aged septic systems that we know to be of antiquated design and are likely to be causing water pollution. I urge you to adopt resolution R3-2005-116 and support this much needed program. Salud Carbajal, First District Supervisor.
Thank you, Mr. Briggs. We'll go on to the cards that we have. Mr. Murray.
Good morning, Mr. Chair and Commissioners. My name is Craig Murray. I'm the General Manager of the Carpinteria Sanitary District. I'm here to speak briefly in support of this resolution and to inform the board that our agency has done and will continue to do everything that we can reasonably do to facilitate this this important project. Based on prior assessment district voting and a recent opinion poll within the Rincon Point community, we know that there's a supermajority of residents who support conversion from septic systems to sanitary sewer service. They've requested that our agency provide the service as soon as we can, but repeated legal challenges by three individuals have delayed the septic to sewer conversion process. Now, because this EIR, the EIR for this project considered not only Rincon Point, but the other four communities that were mentioned, the lawsuits that have been filed by the opponents in the Rincon Point community have held up the implementation of the other septic to sewer conversion projects for communities where there's unanimous support. One thing the district tried to do was craft an agreement with those opponents that would allow the other communities to move forward unencumbered and preserve those opponents' right to sue for the Rincon Point community. And that proposal, in essence, was rejected by those homeowners. It's our expectation that as we move forward, additional lawsuits would be filed on this project. I presented the proposed resolution that you're considering today to my board of directors at our meeting this week. The consensus was that this is a beneficial action for the project and it will help advance the project. There was some thought that a more significant regulatory action would help it move along faster, but they were appreciative of the efforts of staff and the board. There was one comment regarding the language of the resolution itself. I think what they wanted to tell the board was that we're doing everything we can as an agency to advance this project, and they felt the resolution should recommend that the homeowners in Rincon Point take the action to connect to the sewer system. So that's all I had. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
The next speaker is Giddy White. I pronounce your name. And you have 3 minutes.
Good morning, my name is Giddy White, and I'm here to urge your board to reject this resolution in support of the South Coast Beach Community's Septic to Sewer Project. In rejecting this resolution, your board will stand up for the many people who supported your grant to the Carpinteria Sanitary District because they wanted to preserve and improve water quality at the local beaches. In rejecting this resolution, you have the opportunity to stand up for all those who have participated in an environmental review process that has taken years and remains incomplete because they wanted to make sure that water quality and natural resources of five unique coastal communities were protected and enhanced. In rejecting this resolution, you can reaffirm the commitment made by California voters who passed Proposition 13 and have entrusted you with funding projects that maintain sustained improvements to water quality. Instead, today you are considering endorsing a project that has not even attempted to accomplish the sustained long-term improvements in water quality as required by the Costa Machado Act. This project proposes locating pressurized sewer infrastructure and pump stations in environmentally sensitive riparian and wetland corridors and buffers. This project proposes locating sewer infrastructure in the flood zone, locating force mains under roadways that routinely flood and have experienced sinkholes, and locating grinder pumps on scores of private lots. Not only has the final environmental impact report failed to assess numerous environmental impacts of the proposed project on riparian, wetland, and coastal environmentally sensitive habitats, but it has failed to analyze the baseline water quality in any of the project communities. Carpinteria Sanitary District has also failed to scientifically identify a non-point source of pollution in any of the project communities. Nor has Carpinteria Sanitary District demonstrated that the proposed project or new alternatives that are being considered long after certification of the final environmental impact report over a year ago are likely to result in improvements to project area water quality. Whether conversion to sewer would improve local surface water quality was described as an area of controversy in the draft environmental impact report. Carpinteria Sanitary admits in the final environmental impact report that the project objectives do not include improvement of water quality. Quite frankly, after years of inadequate environmental review, Carpinteria Sanitary District seems unsure of what it plans to build at Rincon Point and how to mitigate the project's numerous potential significant impacts on water quality, biological, and cultural resources. Rather than endorse an elusive project proposed by an agency that has made no real attempt to pursue sustained improvements to water quality and its use of Costa Machado funds, it is your board's responsibility to reject this resolution and insist on compliance with grant requirements. This process shouldn't be about getting just any project built, but about doing things right. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Jalia, Jalia White? Did I, I'm probably messing up your first name. Ms. White.
Good morning. My name is Jalia White, and I have been following this project for many years. In September 2004, Carpinteria Sanitary District certified final EIR for this project. Later it said, although it has certified the final EIR, it has not approved it. I ask, why certified a flawed EIR? Today, as I understand, CSD is trying to totally redesign the Rincon Point portion of this project. For example, instead of two large tanks in the creek banks, now they are considering a huge tank, its location not yet known. And instead of 60% of homes depending on private pump stations and wet wells, now 100% of homes in Rincon might depend on these systems, most of them in the flood zones. At this point, I should add, the environmental impact of this private system on water quality, especially during the rainy season, has not been analyzed in the final EIR. Now there might be 40% more of these systems. Are these changes good for the environment? Are they going to improve the water quality? If CSD is going to redesign the Rincon project to this large extent, first, we must make sure our objective is to improve the water quality. Unfortunately, this was not the case. As CSD describes, whether conversion to the sewer will result in an improvement to surface water quality as an area of controversy in the final EIR. And it clearly indicates in the final EIR in volume 2 that, this is the quote, the project objectives do not include improvement to water quality. At this point, how can your board endorse a project without knowing precisely what is going to be built and where and who will be responsible for operating and maintaining this system? And given the track record of Carpinteria Sanitary District, whether the Carpinteria Sanitary District has had any prior experience with operating and building these systems? Thank you very much.
Thank you. Next one, I believe, is Doug White.
Mr. Vice Chair, I just wanted to point out that the resolution, the way it's written, doesn't endorse any particular project.
Yes.
I don't think that microphone worked just then.
Hi, I'm Doug White, a resident of Rincon Point. You have my letter of October 12th, which I'd like to amplify at this time. I followed this project for over 6 years now, a project that grew out of a widespread public desire to improve water quality along the South Coast. Rincon Point was the initial focus. There was an attempt to proceed with an ambitious sewer project merely on the basis of an initial study. It was clear from the outset, however, that Rincon presented special challenges. A vertical lift of over 175 feet. Required a pressurized system, and it was proposed that there be two large lift stations with 10,000 gallon holding tanks immediately adjacent to Lower Rincon Creek in the riparian wetland buffers. Clearly a dangerous proposition given the history of creek flooding in the area. It became clear to a number of us that this project should not proceed without a thorough evaluation of its environmental impacts. It was at this point that the Central Coast Water Board began to dispense a total of over $450,000 of public monies, restricted public monies that were expressly designated to be used for projects that could demonstrate sustained improvement to water quality. This money was spent on an environmental impact report for this project. At that time, though, a thorough objective EIR, would have served the public interest well, balancing the benefits and liabilities of placing large-scale infrastructure amid a number of sensitive resources. This, however, was not done. What we got instead was an unwieldy document purporting to consider five diverse communities at once, and yet failing to do baseline studies for any of them. An EIR whose assumptions rested upon incomplete surveys and studies, and most curious of all, whose goal by its own admission did not include the improvement of water quality. Gentlemen, this four-volume hodgepodge is not a document for you to commend. Rather, you should insist that any future effort be required to demonstrate, in accordance with your fiduciary responsibility, sustained improvement to water quality, which, I might add, may prove difficult since the last 6 years of testing data by Santa Barbara County reveal that Rincon Beach is one of the cleanest beaches along the South Coast. Curiously, at the very time that Carpinteria Sanitary District was sanctioned by the EPA for repeated releases, 1/86,000 gallons, of raw sewage into coastal waterways, it requested a capacity increase. At a time when CSD faces the challenges of bringing its system into compliance with EPA mandates and extending service to numerous new developments, the potential environmental impacts associated with overburdening its system must be thoroughly evaluated before endorsing this project. Thank you.
Any questions, Mr. White? Thank you very much. Next speaker is Mr. Emmett, then Mr. Quackenbush. Mr. Henning will be followed.
Morning. I'm sorry about my voice. I was almost gone. My name is Dan Emmett. I own a home down at Rincon Point for over 30 years. I'm in the real estate business.